Skateboarding was already prohibited on the road and sidewalks of Main Street in downtown Petersburg. The new rules extend that ban to Harbor Way and the side streets running uphill to First Street for the most part. It also requires that on the rest of the city's streets, skateboarders stay to the far right. Local mom Brenda Louise spoke against the measure. She did not object to the downtown rules, but Louise, who lives on Second Street, did not want kids ticketed for skateboarding on a quiet street in front of their home. She emphasized that kids do a lot of activities in the middle of the street.
I recently started a job that is 6 days a week. Otherwise, I would like to have gone, driven our streets, and taken pictures of as many basketball hoops that are sitting on the edge of the street. And pictures of kids during the summer playing baseball, basketball, frisbee, water guns, bicycles, skateboards, and any other activity that families have used the streets for when there is no traffic. I would like to have spoken to these constituents and let them know that skateboarding in front of their homes was about to become a ticketable offense.
Louise and her son were the only two skateboarding enthusiasts to speak at this latest meeting, but at the previous two meetings in September, lots of skateboarders, parents, and supporters turned out to testify against the original measure. Many of the concerns centered on language that prohibited skateboarders from using the driven portion of any street in the city. In response, councilors made an amendment in order to clarify that the activity was still allowed outside of downtown as long as skaters followed some basic traffic rules like bicyclists. Monday night, Police Chief Dale Stone spoke in support of the revised measure, which was originally written by the Public Safety Advisory Board.
And I think the work of council and the amendments that we brought in, I think we have a workable ordinance here and something that is not going to be enforced heavy-handedly. We have a period of time where we're going to be getting the word out and getting the information out.
The skateboarding debate was originally prompted by local resident Ann Lesh, who expressed her concerns to Mayor Al Dwyer this summer after she had a close call with the skateboarder while driving. Lesh got to the council chambers just in time to comment Monday night and was a little out of breath. She was sympathetic to Louise's concerns, but she thought the measure was needed for safety's sake.
My own kids played on Dead End Street when they were little. You know, I think that, you know, I would hate to see that not be able to happen. But in the last week, since this was, well, more than a week, since this has all been stirred up, I've talked to countless adults who have had near encounters with kids just coming out of the blue.
Several city councilors had similar sentiments. For them, it was an issue of safety. Councilors Mark Jensen and Melinda Hofstede.
And I hope that if this ordinance passes, that, like Chief Stone just said, they won't be enforcing it heavy-handedly in people's neighborhoods where kids, like myself, when I grew up, played on the streets. We played marbles and whatever. So, but I think it's a safety issue for the city and a liability to have some areas off limits.
You know, nobody's trying to say your kids can't play in front of your house, you know, on a quiet street. It's really about the kids that are shooting out in traffic. And downtown is a serious problem. And I've had a lot of people talk to me about it. And I just wouldn't feel right if we didn't do something to try to stop that, because someone's going to get killed.
The council passed the ordinance unanimously in its third and final reading Monday night. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.